All right, girls, we're back. Back doing the Who Cares podcast.
We're back.
Amy, Jess, yeah, we're back. I missed you guys. We skipped a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things came up. But we're ready to do another fun segment. So I wanted to start with a story that I found. I don't know if you heard about it. Remember we did the, you know, back when we were 10, kind of, you know, what life was like?
Yeah.
This is just one of those, this is how things change, for the worse, I think.
Yeah.
But, so have you heard of free range kids?
Yeah, that's what they're raised on, like a field where they eat like organic
just grass.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they have
no hormones, no antibiotics.
Are they fenced in?
I mean,
there's no fences at all.
They just roam
free range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, the person, it was a woman that coined the phrase. And it's not meant to be a negative. It's, you know, when I was a kid, we would be on our bikes out in the neighborhood. You know, my parents didn't know where any of the kids were. I mean, they would, like, at dinner time, you'd start hearing, like, one of our neighbors would have this, like, intense whistle.
That's what
And she'd Pat's call her
had.
Kids back. Yeah.
So,
I know. And my mom, you could hear my mom yelling our names for miles. I mean, we all were sensitive to it. But this couple has a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they brought the kids to the park, and they had them, you know, a set time that they wanted them to make their way home. And
they're in Maryland, right?
Yeah, they're in Maryland. This happened in January, and they were picked up by the Montgomery County Child Protective Services. the kids were, and they were brought back to the parents, who had to sign a safety plan pledging that they would not leave their children unsupervised.
Oh my God.
Until someone from the Department of Children Protective Services came and interviewed the parents, and, you know, it was like this big crazy deal. So they wouldn't, you know, they're like, here's the state or the city coming in trying to dictate how these parents should raise their children.
That's so insulting.
And the parents, the parents were, and I guess they interviewed the principal at the school. The parents were just trying to give their kids an opportunity to, you know, be on their own and learn independence. And they said what the child services saw, they accused them of neglect. And they're saying, you know, this is just an essential part of growing up.
Yeah.
And then in March, the parents dropped the kids off at the park again, and they told them to be home for 6 o'clock, and the kids didn't come home, so they got nervous and worried. And I guess someone had called the police because they were, you know, the kids were alone in the park.
Yeah.
And the police came, and instead of taking the kids home, they took them to the office of the Children's Protective Services. So the it got to be like 8 o'clock, and they were finally contacted by Children's Protective Services that they had their kids. They didn't release them until 10:30 that night.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I know. And then they had to sign another safety plan prohibiting them from leaving their children unattended. So they didn't want to sign it at first, but they decided that they had to, or they wouldn't get their children back.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean,
that's the 6-year-old seems a little young, but I feel like 10, you're old enough.
Well, they were like a block from their house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's silly.
It's, you know, it's not a dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I know we used to go all over the neighborhood, like on our bikes and stuff, and down the pipeline.
I don't remember Jess having to stay in the house while you went off to play with your friends.
No.
I mean, we had different friends, but...
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah.
It wasn't like a weird thing to be, like, just out and about.
No.
Away from your house, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and that wasn't that long ago.
Did you have friends that lived near a park? Were you... Did you play in the park?
Like? No, we went to the pond.
I remember, yes. though, I had friends who lived near Stanley Park, and we would go to Stanley Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything.
It's like, because parents don't do this anymore, there's some phenomenon going on with parents.
It's very weird.
They're frightened by, and statistically, this is a very safe time.
Yeah, like the 70s were way more unsafe than now, statistically.
Yeah, I think.
You know, like crime was not, and I feel like most like weird pedophiliac activities taking place online anyway.
Like, yeah, it's not, that's true. You know, they're staying inside.
That's what I don't know. Common sense, I feel like, could tell me. Yeah, because it's just easier.
Well, it's not to say that, you know, terrible things can't happen or won't happen, but we've just been frightened so much that the thought of our kids having any kind of independence.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like a helicopter parent.
Yeah. We didn't have bicycle helmets.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to Europe or, you know, the Caribbean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no fencing on anything.
No, well, because all those bikes or cars, I should say, are like from the 50s, too. Like, where they're just like garbage cars with no.
No, I mean, they don't have the same concerns that we do here. There's,
yeah.
It's like, what a bunch of weird little neurotic freaks are we going to end up with in 20 years?
Yeah. Yeah, even the playground equipment. You know, they don't want swings or.
Or even, like, wood chips, I feel like, too, right? It has to be all, like, foam. Like, you can't have the wood chips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Down. It has to be all plastic stuff, I
Everything
guess,
is regulated. Yeah.
Which sucks, because, like, the... Remember, what was it? The elementary school in, like, Southwick had that wicked cool old...
Oh, it was, like, all wood.
Wooden, and it was huge, and it was, like, a castle.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was wicked fun, and now that's all just, like, plastic and boring now.
Well,
because
imagine
to be, like,
if a kid
character.
Got a sliver.
I know.
What a tragedy.
Right! Exactly. I mean, that's how you learn boundaries. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you learn your abilities. And
yeah, exactly.
I guess the woman that was that coined the free-range kids got in trouble because she wrote a blog. She had let her 9-year-old ride
the
New York
subway.
Yeah. And it was like she sent him off running with scissors.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you don't do that.
No.
Obviously. I don't know. I don't know what Declan's got in store for him.
Yeah.
He'll be walking to school with a walking helmet.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm
you'll
scared.
Have to hold you and Bobby will have to hold his hands until he's like graduated from high school.
Yeah. I know.
He'll be wearing he'll be in a like booster seat in the back.
At 13.
Until he's 26.
Yeah, they'll come out with a new rule that, like, you have to keep him in a car seat till they're 12 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
A backwards-facing car seat until they're 100 pounds or more, something like that.
Then they'll have to redesign the cars, so we'll have to throw away the cars we have now for the new design.
They'll all be issued, like, a bubble in kindergarten that they have to, like, live in.
Yeah, that's coming.
Or we'll be arrested for, like, child neglect.
I know.
Yeah. No, it's not
good.
It's going to get scary, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's getting there.
All right, well, we'll stay posted to
more
weird news of how things are changing, and not for the better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this was a story I found that I thought, you know, I don't know why it's not an illegal activity that went on, but are you familiar with the term short stock? Shorting a stock.
I think the concept, yeah.
So basically, this is, you know, people who are familiar with the stock market, which I'm not, and I don't even want to be, because
it's
things
like a foreign
language. It is like a foreign language. I know. And it just seems like there's so many ways to
go to jail
and go to jail and,
you
know, hurt other
or just lose all your money.
Or lose all
your
money.
Yeah,
it's a big gambling thing. But basically, well, there was a hedge fund manager named Tilson, and he was trying to short the stock of Lumber Liquidators. So eventually, like, he was doing it for years. He was, you know, buying their stock and hoping it would drop
weird.
So he could make money off of
yeah.
the you know, buying it back at a lower price.
Well, I wonder if I liquid or lumber liquidators.
I know.
Specifically.
I don't know if he had done research and just felt it was going to drop and then it wasn't.
Or their trends had been dropping for, you know, like we're like a roller coaster.
Yeah, like how did they compare to Home Depot and Lowe's and, you know, this is obviously not going to be a well-run company or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't going the way he thought. So he contacted 60 Minutes and gave them a heads up that there was a problem with the wood that they were buying, the laminate flooring that they were buying from China, and told them that it had formaldehyde and it wasn't adhering to the safety standards.
And that was totally made up
California.
By
him. Well, there's that's yet to be seen, but I guess, you know, my issue with it is, you know, they did, like, safety tests, and, of course, lumber liquidators are saying that they do abide by the safety standards, and all of their products are tested, and they're fine. But when the 60 Minute story came out, the stock price tanked. So this guy, you know, was responsible for the tanking.
Ruining a company?
Yes.
Yeah.
And making, you know, a million or more dollars.
But that's what's weird too, is that like it's not like it's gonna rebound immediately. Like if he wants to buy all their stocks super cheap.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna have to wait that out. Isn't that what he's doing? Is get it super cheap so he can buy it super cheap and then it'll go back up.
Exactly. Well, I don't know what happens after. I think he sells it back to them at the cheaper price and that's how he makes his money.
Okay.
I know, it's a confusing
None of it, yeah, it's so confusing, but that's really shady.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is, because if you're in that business, I would think that would be a criminal act.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not supposed to be able to, it's like insider trading.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds worse than whatever Martha Stewart did.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, I don't understand how some of these things...
Yeah.
Either they're not regulated or...
Well, he's like way malicious. Yeah. Like he's like ruining potentially like thousands of lives.
It sounds so weird. It's like an evil plot or something. You know what I mean? It's like a modern day like villain.
But it came back to him so easily. I feel like all they had to do was like,
I know. They just like they pressed star 69.
I'm like, wait a minute.
I know. I was just like, I don't know. I hate to be cynical, but when you hear things like this and a company and, you know, all of those people working for the company can have their lives ruined.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah. It's awful.
It's a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, well, maybe it's a good time to get into lumber liquidator, so it's like price as well.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure we're the first people to have that idea.
We'll look into it. Stay tuned.
Coming from our new studio.
Yes.
In Manhattan.
So, remember we were talking the last time about Stephen Hawking?
Yep.
And you thought I was going to say Stephen Hawking, didn't you? Well, I didn't.
She's been practicing.
Stephen Hawking, I know. About the aliens, we have to watch out for...
Yeah.
Aggressive alien activity.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, a scientist in at the University of Buckingham found alien life just 25 miles above Earth.
Huh.
So he claims to have found alien organisms, which could solve the riddle of how life on Earth began.
Interesting.
25 miles. Here's a picture of it. You guys can see it. It's very weirdly amoebic. Huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it just looks like a blob,
like a jellyfish.
Yeah. Like John Travolta in Battlefield Earth.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. Right?
Oh, I never thought of that, but that's really cool.
You can put that on the website though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So he said the organisms discovered by balloons sent into the stratosphere. It's the furthest any organism has been found away from Earth, tested positive for DNA, and are 6 times bigger than the size limit of a particle which can be elevated from Earth to this height.
Huh.
Okay.
So it didn't come from Earth, is what he's
interesting.
Basically thinking.
How has that not been found before now?
Well, because of the... Maybe they sent the balloons higher than before. I don't know. It's weird. He said the organisms are biological. They have a definite structure and are not related to organisms on Earth.
Hmm. Are they carbon-based? Doesn't say.
Think so. I don't know, though. I think they think it's some kind of algae.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it says there are impact events on the sampler. They make craters on the sampler. If they come up from Earth, they would be coming against gravity, and that's why he thinks they're coming from space. I don't know.
Okay.
NASA's not buying it, though.
So. Yeah. If he says they're not related to anything on Earth, then why is he saying it looks like it's algae? Like, algae is an Earth thing. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it's alien.
We don't
algae.
Know the word
it's
for what
alien
it is.
Algae.
Then it's related to the algae of Earth. That doesn't make any sense. He's saying that it's like something that we have here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that's more just for people to understand. Like, maybe it has the same consistency as algae, but it's compound.
It probably tastes like algae.
Oh, makeup is different.
His claims come 2 years after he maintained microorganisms thought to be a type of algae found 16 miles above the Earth's surface were not of this world. So
they were thought to be algae, but they weren't?
Right.
Okay.
So sorry. I misread. Is that better?
Yes.
So obviously now they're alien.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That makes more sense.
I mean, we don't know in how many millions of years this algae-ish alien life could be coming at us, after us.
It's true. We won't be here, so.
Well, we won't. I think our androids will be taking
be
care
taking
of them.
Care of our T-1000s and such.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have to worry about that.
Mm.
Not my problem.
Just saying. That's right. Obviously. All right, so... our friend Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be fun to look into celebrity murders and deaths and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this.
But
Mr. Snoop Dogg.
Your friend.
My friend. Your friend.
Smoke weed every day.
Yep. was charged with manslaughter.
Uh-huh.
When?
In 1996,
mm-hmm.
along with his bodyguard. Do you know what Snoop's real name is?
Calvin Harris?
No.
Almost. Calvin Harris.
It's Calvin.
Calvin.
Brodus. Brutus.
Yeah.
What is it?
Brodus, I think.
Brodus.
And his
Calvin
bodyguard.
Calvin Harris is somebody that's...
He's like another singer.
Singer or something, yeah.
Yeah. I can't say I'm surprised, but if you were looking into taking that job as the blunt roller for Snoop Dogg and his crew, you might want to rethink
that.
I mean, I don't know that since 1996 there have been any incidences, but
I don't think he's done anything.
No, he's more mellow now, I suppose.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's pretty
20
mellow.
Years of blunt smoking.
8 blunts a day or whatever.
81.
80 a day.
It has 81
a day.
A day.
If
81
blunts 24/7.
Yeah.
You know?
81 blunts a day.
That's a lot.
I feel like that's just physically impossible.
How can you even function? Aim.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, so apparently someone named Woldemarium, who is the leader of a gang called Buy Yourself Hustlers, was killed.
Uh-huh.
Shot in the butt and the back.
Ooh.
I know. There was apparently an issue because Snoop and his crew were in an apartment building, outside the apartment building, in this neighborhood where this Walderman's Buy Yourself Hustlers was. And somebody in Snoop's posse flashed a gang sign. That's all it took.
Yep.
That's all it took. So shots were fired. And Mr. Walderman was dead.
Mr. Walderman.
Guns fired! Shots fired!
Yeah. No, that's not funny.
No.
That's sad. That's sad.
It's despicable.
It is. But he was found not guilty. Yeah. And now he smokes 87 blunts a day.
Yep.
And is making millions.
Yeah, well, good for him.
So I guess.
Living the American dream.
He is indeed. He is indeed.
Yeah.
So.
So we're going to do.
Do you want to talk about other celebrities that were
involved in murders?
No, charged with murder. We have to mention, because today he was sentenced and convicted and sentenced, Aaron Hernandez was charged with murder, first degree murder,
first
and
degree.
They sentenced him to life without parole.
Yeah, wow.
Which is crazy because he's 25, which blew my mind.
Yeah,
I didn't think he looks like he was in his 30s.
I know, he was 23 when all this started.
Yeah. He was a big guy.
Yeah,
he was a big guy.
But his face, like, he just looks older.
Yeah, he does. And then he still has to be tried for two murders from 2012.
Yeah, that one in Rhode Island or something, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Isn't that so crazy?
Why is it taking so long for those murders to be tried?
Because snitches get stitches.
Ah, I don't understand that. Snitches get... Oh, because if somebody
told,
then they'd be in trouble.
Well, and I don't think they'd put the pieces together, really, right? I mean, I don't know too much about it, but...
I don't know.
That was my understanding, was that then they started coming to light more, that he have been involved in these other shootings.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, that was a crazy thing. He's just sloppy and arrogant, though. I think that's...
I think that's
a huge part of why he...
Power.
Doesn't this qualify as a serial killer, though, in the new rules?
Well, if he's found,
he's
found guilty of the other ones, but, I mean, it's alleged. So we can't talk about him like he's guilty of them.
We can't. He probably is.
Well, I guess it's not fair to do that.
No.
Until
the
trial.
But he's just dumb, because it was, what, they found, like, his chewing gum next to the body.
Yep.
And, like... a cigarette butt or a joint or something like with his DNA on it, like near the body.
Mm-hmm.
He smashed all his own security
cameras.
Are we
seeing a link to the deaths and joints and
joints? No,
that's a leap.
I don't think so.
That's a little bit of a leap.
You think?
Yeah, because correlation does not equal causation. So you could also say that they all lived in a white house. It doesn't mean that. There's a link between living in a White House and being a murderer. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Well,
we'll see if we can start putting some of this together.
Okay.
All right. We'll do our own investigation into the murders.
Find out the color of their houses.
And, yeah.
Well. When they read his sentence in court, his fiance and his mom were like crying because they were there, and I guess he like looked over at his fiance and mouthed the words, "Stay strong."
Ew.
I know.
She'll be out of there. He has a kid with her, right? He has a daughter.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
What a sad thing.
Like, very sad.
All of the things
demented
he had ahead of him.
I know, it's such a
waste.
But
he kept hanging out with the goons that he, like, grew up with. And
yeah, they were, like, gangbangers.
Yeah. So, and again, I think he just thought he could get away with
gangs,
it.
Gangs, that's another thing.
Well, yeah, that's definitely... That's a,
it's all falling into
yeah.
Yeah, it seems like people in gangs like to commit crime.
I'm seeing
a link there.
Are you?
It is a little weird how it... Yeah, those two things seem to go hand in hand, gangs and crime.
Mm. All right, well, we'll keep our eye on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Pot smoking?
No, you're the only one keeping
white,
eye on the pot
and white...
The White
houses.
Yeah.
People who live in White Houses.
Which is weird, because
she doesn't smoke pot.
Smoke weed every day.
I know, it's like she's overcompensating.
Yeah, exactly. Like, thou doth protest too much.
Right.
I don't know. All right. Anybody else recently in the news here?
For murder?
Yeah.
A celebrity for murder?
Celebrity charged with murder.
I don't think.
Recently?
Well, the serial killer guy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like, a real celebrity.
Sid Vicious was kind of a whack nut. He's another one that...
Murdered.
The Sex Pistols. British punk rock band.
But he was, was he, on drugs? And
he was a drunk, yeah, heroin addict.
What did he do? He killed his girlfriend?
Well, she was stabbed to death, Nancy. He was arrested. He didn't remember any of it at first, and then he changed his story. But a few months after his arrest, he died of a heroin overdose.
Mm. Yeah. Because he had lost his tolerance to the heroin that he had been smoking. And his mom, brought it to him. Because I remember Michael Bodden, I heard him in an interview, because he was part of both of their, the autopsies, I think, of both Nancy Spungen and Sid Vicious. And I guess he had been in jail, so he didn't have any drugs in his system. And then when he got out, he was given the same amount that he had been using, and that's why he died of an overdose, because he had lost his tolerance to it. So, and he was only, 23, I think? He was crazy young.
Yeah, I think he was young. I'm not sure how old he was.
Pretty sure he was 23.
Well, he was born in 1957, and I'm not sure when this happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that they said happened with, Philip Seymour Hoffman and that Corey Monty.
Wondering about
that. Oh, really?
That they had been clean for, a certain amount of time.
I forgot about that kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And that happens a lot, because they just go back to the same amount, and they can't handle it anymore. That is really sad.
Wow.
Drugs. All right, who else you got?
Drugs. See? Yep. See?
They're not good. I don't think anyone's saying drugs are good.
Well, if they weren't good, nobody would do them.
Well, fun is different than good.
So Michael Jace, he was an actor in the TV show The Shield.
Oh, yeah. That one just happened, actually, right?
Yeah. He shot his wife in his wife April in June of 2014. He called the police immediately after the shooting. His wife had multiple gunshot wounds. He pleaded not guilty.
Yeah.
And he has yet to stand trial.
Why did he do that? Did he have, a psychotic break or something?
I don't know.
I didn't even hear about that. I've never heard about
that. Yeah, I heard about that when it first happened, and then I haven't heard anything since.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything
I've never even seen that show, though. But
me either.
It was one of those where they're, touting it as, TV star kills wife, and then it was, some guy I've never heard of from a show I've never seen.
You know what's another one like that? One of the guys from Sons of Anarchy, he was
a bit player. So yeah,
he was like a support, an extra very
or something,
supporting
right?
actor. Yeah. Well, he had one of the main roles, but not a super main role.
Really?
I don't know. But
I've
anyways,
never
like,
seen that show either.
He,
so.
I guess, went nuts and killed his 87-year-old landlady and his cat.
Oh.
And then jumped off
the
roof.
Not the cat.
Yeah, I think he killed her cat, and then he jumped off the roof and he died.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that, too.
But he had, severe mental issues, I guess.
Wow.
Obviously.
Yeah. No, that's
sad. That's pretty sad. And I guess he was Katy Perry's ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, from, a while ago.
Oh. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have good taste in...
No.
No, she's
partners.
She seems to be troubled.
No way.
No. She's a good singer, though.
Yeah, well...
A good thing. So, this one is disturbing. Not that they're all not disturbing, but Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. He was a star comedian, director, born in 1887. Oh, how do you know all these things, Amy?
1887?
So he was a famous silent film star, like Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton.
Right.
Probably heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So in 1921, he rented two rooms at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco and invited a number of women to a party.
Okay.
One of the partygoers accused him of raping her. She died a week later, and it was thought that he used something to sexually assault her because her uterus ruptured and she ended up bleeding to death.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he was acquitted at trial.
That is horrific.
Yep.
Yeah.
But his career never came back.
Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't that...
Well, and there's a lot of doubt, too, as to whether or not he actually did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, set in stone that he actually did it, but that is still a horrific
way to go. I mean, it's an odd coincidence that she accused him of rape. And
there were a lot of people at that party. It was, Prohibition era, too, so there was, a lot of drinking and... Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like the Cosby thing, right? He's been accused of...
I guess, but well, no.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Cassidy?
No.
The singer?
Rapper, hip-hop artist.
Oh, no.
Oh. He was arrested and charged with two other men in the shooting death of Desmond Hawkins.
Okay. I like that
must
name.
Be related to Stephen.
No, that's
Stephen that's
Hawking.
Somebody else.
Yeah. I feel like we could go down this road of, like, obscure rappers killing people, but
yeah.
It would just last all day.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, I'm saying.
Obscure rappers.
Okay. And he is an obscure, well, Elon, maybe
I've never.
Maybe to us, because
we don't
know of
listen
that?
To that genre.
Right, exactly. Yeah, when I was younger, the worst one, and it still, to me, is the worst celebrity murder was an actress named Rebecca Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of the TV show My Sister Sam?
No.
Do you remember Pam Dauber?
No.
Do you remember Mork and Mindy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she was Mindy. So
right.
Pam Dauber. So she was in this show with Rebecca Schaefer, who played her little sister. And she, like, really had a lot of charisma. She was adorable, sweet.
Did she have a smile that just lit up a room?
She did. She did.
You don't hear those qualities about people who are murdered that often.
No, you don't. You really don't.
They lit up a room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they, don't tell me, was she fun-loving?
I don't know.
She
I
just
imagine
loved life.
So. Well, she was young. Yeah, she was like 23 or 21 or something. Yeah, she was 21.
Yeah.
So, I, you know.
She's like, yes, she was. She was fun-loving. She was fun-loving, it says here.
And it said she physically lit up a room. She would set it
ablaze. She would light a match and throw
it
in there.
It was, yeah.
Smiling.
A glow. She was glowing.
And everyone just paid attention to that smile. They didn't even care that they were all about to burn to death.
No.
Well, you're mocking.
I know.
My shocking.
I feel bad. 21
Wait,
or 22
scary.
Or whatever, so young.
It's just hard to, like... Sometimes they seem so like movies or something. The fact
they
that
do.
These things really happen, it's crazy.
Yeah. Actually a movie made. Well, this was before the stalking laws came
yeah.
to be, because there was another...
Dominique Dunn, I think. Wasn't she part of that, too?
The chick from Poltergeist?
Yeah, because
yeah.
she was murdered. And
her,
I think,
was her ex-boyfriend?
Oh,
yeah.
yeah,
and I think he was stalking her.
Mm-hmm. And then there was another woman, Teresa Saldana, who didn't die, but she was stabbed multiple times
oh, yeah,
by
yeah,
a fan.
Yeah. Yep. That was all the same, like late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because she was 1980. Rebecca Schaefer was 1989, and it was a fan. His last
mm-hmm.
name was Bardo. And he wanted to, you know, like he had sent her, he was like an avid fan, so he'd been sending her all kinds of
Oof.
Letters and stalking her on the set. And
a rabid fan.
A rabid avid,
yes.
yeah. And, so she, I guess she had been in a movie that he didn't appreciate because it was like a sexual, you know, charged
yeah.
movie. So
those stalkers
he
don't
felt
like those.
It was inappropriate and
yeah.
it was time for her to die.
Ugh.
So he,
oh my gosh.
He hired a private investigator to find out where she lived.
Ew.
He got a gun from his brother.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he found, like, the general area that she lived in, went to her house. Well, he'd stopped a passerby and asked where she lived. And
yeah.
so the guy, I mean, it was like, all of these.
Like, those are two dudes who should have been like, what are you doing? This
right.
isn't, this
yeah.
doesn't seem right.
Right. So,
they should be charged with something.
Well, yeah, I know. At least the one who gave him the gun, you'd think he would know he's unstable, the brother.
Yeah.
So he went to her house and knocked on the door, and she opened the door, and
mm-hmm.
they talked, and she told him never to come back, and
mm-hmm.
he left. He went to, like, an area deli or something, stayed for a while, and then went back to her house, knocked on the door again, she opened it, and he shot her in the chest.
Oh.
And she died,
kid.
Like, a half hour later. I know, it was just such
it's
a...
awful.
A horrible... That should not have happened.
No. She shouldn't open the door again. I mean, that's her fault, but...
No, I know, but she would... I'm sure she didn't think it would come to that. I mean, it wasn't really...
Some dude you've never met before feels that passionately about you and your work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had been there already, and she told him to leave. Yeah. He could have shot her then, but...
Yeah.
You know, she probably thought, oh...
Yeah.
He's just going to be a pain.
And she's a kid, too.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. 21 years old, you don't see that this is it.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible? It was just, it really is. Stays with me. Like, she, again, had so much going for her. And
it's just all gone in an instant because somebody's crazy. Right. And that's so sad.
Oh, exactly.
Yep. So sad.
I know.
Would you say that that's, like, your most memorable moment from 1989 was when you found out that...
Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing else, really, that happened that's as memorable.
Yeah.
I mean, there was...
That's what I like to hear.
A slight incident in April.
Mm-hmm.
That...
What was that?
That hey, that was your birthday.
I was born.
You were born. That tops everything except for Amy's birthday.
Her birthday.
The day of her birth.
That tops mine?
No.
Why not?
Who do you like better?
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
We've all been waiting.
I'm going to think about that.
All right, get back to us.
Because it changes.
Yeah,
I
could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that,
so,
too.
It really depends on the two of you, who I like better.
Well, okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
All right.
I guess.
Okay. So who was your most shocking celebrity?
Jessica.
Murder, death.
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't really, I mean, now that I think about it, there's some that happened that I know I was alive for, but that I don't remember them happening, like Tupac and, like, Biggie, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy how young they were, too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, think about that. Like,
I know.
I'm older than all of them. It's just one of those weird things.
Yeah. But the weirdest one...
They were related, too, the Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah, yes. I mean,
but they never, nobody was ever charged with them.
You want to know why? Because snitches get stitches.
I think you've never known already. Yeah. Again, we've got the gang affiliation.
Yeah. Yep. Surprising.
Yeah.
Do you think they smoked pot?
I'm sure they partook.
Doubtful.
No. From time to time, they may.
We're on the fence about that.
I just remember, like, well, a couple of years ago, they, like, reopened this murder case. It didn't happen in my lifetime, but they reopened it in my lifetime, so I'm going to mention it anyway. The Natalie Wood murder.
Yeah, I
think that one's so shocking because it involves, like, Christopher Walken.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's so weird to think that he was involved in something like that.
I know.
And Robert Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was, like, what, they were out on a boat. It was, like, Natalie Wood, who was, like, a famous big actress at the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't
they
like,
all were, yeah.
Yeah, and she was married to Robert Wagner.
Yep.
And then Christopher Walken, was it just friend. The three of them?
I think just the three,
and the captain of the boat.
So Christopher Walken was just, like, third wheeling it with Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner.
Pretty much.
And then something went down where she ended up drowning in the water.
Yep, she left the boat. Was trying to get into the dinghy, but she was wearing, like, pajamas, a heavy coat, socks. So the theory was that she slipped and fell into the water, either getting into the dinghy or from the dinghy. And
she couldn't swim?
Well, the coat that she was wearing
was made of lead.
Soaked.
Yeah. She was wearing her bullet shoes. Yeah.
Coat. No, it wasn't her bullet. See, so she if someone tried to shoot her,
yeah, she was just prepared for the wrong type of murder.
Exactly. No, it got soaked, and so it ended up weighing like 30 or 40 pounds and just kind of...
Drug her to the bottom.
It didn't even drag her to the bottom, because she was found floating, so...
Maybe it got waterlogged and the buoyancy...
It did, and she panicked, and, you know, one thing led to another.
An awful way to die.
Yeah, I hear tell drowning is very painful.
Yeah.
And horrible.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
So you can't really say she got murdered, although that's speculation.
Yeah.
There's just never been
When they reopened it, and it was like the anniversary of it or whatever, And they were, like, talking about it in People magazine or something. I remember reading the article and being like, I feel like it was Robert Wagner. Like, I remember in my heart, I felt like it was him. Yeah. And then I talked to Annie about it. And she was like, that's what I thought at the time, too.
Yeah.
Well, at the time. There you are.
Well, when it was all going on, she thought that, too.
Yeah, but when did that happen?
1981.
Oh, okay. Was it really that late? I would have thought earlier than that. Yeah, that makes sense then that she would have thought that. I was like, how old could she have been? But she was like 11, right?
Yeah.
Are we sure Dean Cain wasn't anywhere around?
I don't know. Mm. I think, well, he was probably at Yale or wherever he went to school, I think.
Of course, he went to Yale.
I don't know. Well, I know he dated Brooke Shields and she went to Yale.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that may have been around the same time. I didn't know they dated,
but why would I?
I don't know. I don't really know why I know that, but I do.
I don't know why you know things.
Yeah.
But you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, I mean, I think, like, did you say they open the investigation again? Or They keep trying to bring things up. And
They were doing that with Kurt Cobain, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But they're not talking, really. They're not changing their story, I guess. Christopher Walken. And
Robert Wagner.
And Robert. But I think I read that the captain of the ship
has changed
some details.
Really? So, yeah. Well, he's also the probably least wealthy of all of them. He has most to gain by bringing that up again.
Maybe.
And keep being paid for interviews and stuff. Because they still write about that. I saw something the other day.
Robert Wagner was paying him off.
No. I'm sitting from like National Enquirer or whatever. Mm-hmm. They pay big money for. I mean, I don't know how much they pay for a Natalie Wood story in 2015, but.
Right.
I saw it on the page of or the front page of some magazine the other day.
Oh. But who's your shocking story?
It was Good Housekeeping.
It was Good Housekeeping. It was him.
It was Robert Wagner, like, and holding like a spatula
and like waxing the bow of the ship, like, smiling. So yeah, mine was Phil Hartman, who I remember when he died.
Yeah.
I know. I remember it, and I was incredibly sad.
Yeah.
That
was sad.
Because I was 10, because I think we talked about this in the...
Being 10.
In the being first
episode.
Yeah,
we did.
He was married. It was his third wife, Bryn Hartman. And they had two kids together. It was 1997. She was an actress, and you can actually see her in the opening credits of SNL when he was on. When they do like the bar, he's like sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard that she kept trying. It's him talking to like a blonde woman at a bar, but you just see the back of her head and like her earring. And I guess she kept trying to turn around, and they kept telling her like she couldn't. So she has like a cameo there. Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is.
And she had depression, and she had a lot of guns, and she eventually became addicted to prescription drugs, and she took Zoloft, and she was also addicted to alcohol and cocaine. So one night... she met up with her friend, and they were drinking and doing coke, and, Phil Hartman, I guess, earlier that day had, like, threatened to leave her. So,
sounds like a hot mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
No, yeah, for sure. So, she eventually went back to their house at, like, 2 a.m., went into their room, and went up to him as he was sleeping, and... She placed the gun near his head and face and pulled the trigger several times, striking him in the forehead, neck, and forearm. And their two kids were sleeping in the house. Then she walked down to her friend's house and told him what she had did, and he didn't really believe her. So then she went back to the house, and the friend called the police at like 6:20 in the morning. Let me see. When they arrived, police found a 9-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl believed to be the Hartman's children unharmed in the house. As they were moving the second child out of the residence, they knocked on the bedroom door where Bryn had barricaded herself in. Officers then heard a single gunshot. Oh. So they entered the bedroom where the shot originated and found the bodies of the couple motionless on the king-size bed. She was wearing a white cotton t-shirt and brown argyle socks. Phil Hartman was lying on his right side, and her head was resting on a pillow. So yeah, that was just from me and there.
Yeah, that was 1988. Pretty shocking.
So yeah, that was for me. I just remember I think getting ready to watch The Simpsons.
Oh, because he did a voice for The Simpsons.
Yeah. He did a ton of voices for The Simpsons. Yeah, Troy McClure and Lionel Hutz and stuff. But yeah, and News Radio. I loved, like, that was such a great show.
I know, yeah. He was gonna be. He was cool. There would be so much more from him. Like, so much funny stuff.
Yeah,
I know. So I mean, it's one thing, I guess, if they're doing, you know, they do drugs and it's kind of like self inflicted.
Yeah, murder, I mean, it's, you know, you're like, oh, that's terrible, but
but when, you know, their life is taken by someone else
who has their own, who is struggling with their own stuff and selfishness, and that was, for me, that was always, that was the first one that I remember, like, really upsetting me, and I still, like, to this day, that was, what, 1998?
Yeah.
That was almost 20 years ago, and I still, like, vividly recall where I was when I heard that he was killed, and it was just, that was a really upsetting.
Yeah, that's the thing, when they're so shocking like that, they just stay with you.
Oh, for sure. And when it's somebody who you admire, you know, and who kind of shapes your interest in everything, it's definitely something that sticks with you, too.
I know. So, just a weird aside, the prosecutor for the case, for the man that killed Rebecca Schaefer, the actress that was mind-shocking murder, was, I don't know if you remember this name, Marcia Clark.
Oh, yeah.
She
fudged up the OJ
trial.
She, did she really?
Yeah.
She was one of the prosecutors, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
For OJ's. Also, on hugely shocking, you know, murder.
Celebrity involved murder.
Celebrity involved murder. Yeah, that was that had people glued to the television sets for
a
long time. Yeah, it was. I don't know what the ratings were. Like, we had not only the shock of the murder and him being arrested, but
the White Bronco
chase.
So wasn't he going like 30 miles an hour? So he was going crazy slow.
Yeah, there were so many strange. You know, the glove doesn't fit.
If it don't fit, you must acquit.
You must acquit. His shoes, you know,
the Bruno Malleys.
I mean, you just know way too many things about all of that.
Yeah.
I know, that was crazy. And then to get off.
Yeah. Well. Not in the civil.
No, but.
But, I mean.
I mean, how that even.
Yeah.
And then who was the caretaker on the.
Cato Kalin.
Cato Kalin.
Yeah. he lived behind the main house, them, right?
Yeah. That was terrible. And, you know.
In such a brutal way.
Yeah.
They were viciously murdered.
Yeah.
And it was like. She was essentially decapitated. Like, her head was, like, barely.
That wasn't even a gun. A knife.
Which is such a.
And that's either a psycho or a crime
personal,
of passion.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's really, really mad to do such a thing.
Well, and then if you read, like, snippets from that, If I Did It, the OJ, the book that he wrote about it, like, he did it. And, like.
Yeah.
It's all hypothetical, but it's funny because, like, everything else that's not about that night is not a hypothetical. So, like, believe these parts, but then the main part that you all want to read about, just pretend like that happened this way. But he even talks about, like, Rod Goldman, like, because he did, like, karate or he did some kind of martial arts.
Oh.
And he says something about how he got into his little karate stance or something like that.
Oh.
So he's, like, demeaning him, like, calling it his little stance.
Yeah.
And, like,
still disrespectful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, blacked out, supposedly, for parts of it. And there was another guy there, but the other guy they're thinking is, like, the bad part of him, like, the anger.
His alter ego.
Mm-hmm. But it, like, it explains everything. But, of course, he doesn't say, like, where the knife is or anything pertinent that would that would really incriminate him, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I have a game for you guys if you want to.
Okay.
Play.
Another game?
Yep, it's another game.
Okay.
These are celebrities who have killed someone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to guess whether they used a gun or a car.
Okay.
To kill someone.
And I think we're going to stick with our sounds from last time, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to weigh in.
This is mine.
Okay.
And then Jessica. Great.
And then mine is this one.
Nice. Okay. It sounds like an echo.
Yeah, I don't know why.
She hit it a couple times.
Oh, okay.
She got a little excited.
It was an echo. Well, it's an exciting game,
I think.
It's
a round of the psycho.
Her sound effect is doing its own sound effect.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. You're not going to know all of these people.
Okay, well, we can guess.
So.
What? Yeah. What?
You won't know all of these people.
Yeah, I heard you, but I'm okay.
Sometimes if you say it louder and slower, it really sinks in.
You. Whoa.
So that's just speaking to an ethnic person.
There's no strategy here. We're just kind of literally guessing.
Or if you know.
Well, yeah.
Then you know.
So, if you know, you know. If you don't, you're guessing.
If there's an Edward Kennedy on there, I know what I'm going with.
Yes,
okay, so it's if they were either shot.
Yes.
If the celebrity either shot or killed someone with their car.
So we're guessing whether the murder weapon was a gun or a car.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So the game's called Gun or Car.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Exactly. All right. Jason Williams, he's a professional basketball star. This happened in 2002. Anyone? That sounds like my psycho. What do you think?
Gun.
Do you think you know what happened?
I think he shot someone.
He threw the gun at them.
All right. Jason Williams shot and killed 55-year-old Costas Gus Christofi, a limo driver, hired for the day at his home in Alexandria Township. Williams claimed he was showing a group of people the shotgun during a tour of his home, and when he snapped it closed, it discharged, striking Christofi.
Oh, my.
Yep.
That's horrifying.
All right. What about Dante Stallworth? He is a football player. This happened in 2009. Anyone? Anyone? That's Amy.
I'm going to say gun.
Dante Stallworth struck and killed a pedestrian, 59-year-old Mario Reyes, while driving in Miami Beach, Florida.
Ooh.
He was drunk at the time, charged with DUI and second-degree manslaughter, which carried a 15-year prison sentence.
Isn't that crazy?
However, although he pled guilty to both charges, he received only 30 days in jail.
Oh, man.
Plus 2 years of house arrest, 8 years probation. Yeah.
It's gross.
Okay. Adlai Stevenson. He was the future governor of Illinois. Jess, what do you think?
Car.
Let's see. A 12-year-old, Adlai Stevenson, inadvertently shot and killed 16-year-old Ruth Merwin at his childhood home in Bloomington, Illinois.
That's so sad.
In 1912.
Yeah.
He was performing a drill technique with a .22 rifle. He didn't realize it was loaded. It went off and struck the girl.
Remember Uncle Peps, I think, got shot in the eye?
Ooh, really?
Yeah, with like a BB gun. Like someone had it.
Because he had his eye.
No, I know. It was someone had it slung over their shoulder. They were like walking through the woods and someone like jokingly like hit at it or pulled at the trigger or something. Mm. And it went back and got him between the eyeball and like his eye socket. So it was like lodged.
Ow.
Like just in the right spot.
Oh,
I think it was Paps.
See, that's what happens when you have free range children.
When you have four boys who are
just free range, grass fed, organic.
In like the 1940s.
Yeah,
yeah. It's crazy.
Good, but I guess
probably even earlier than that, right?
Yeah, probably the 30s.
30s or 40s, yeah.
All right, here's one. J.R. Smith, star basketball player. This happened in 2007.
Hmm.
Amy, you think you know?
Nope. Yeah, I'm going to say a gun.
J.R. Smith was driving through.
Oh my God!
When he shot at somebody.
Right. You wish. In Millstone Township, New Jersey, when his SUV collided with another vehicle, killing Smith's passenger, Andre Bell.
No.
It was determined Smith had run a stop sign, driving around another vehicle that was stopped in front of him at the sign. He ended up spending 24 days in prison and was sentenced to 500 hours of community service.
Oh my God.
It's just crazy.
Here's one I think you'll know. Phil Spector.
Yeah. I got this.
Do you?
What do you think, Jess?
I think that he, like, shot a girl.
In 2003, the body of 40-year-old actress Lana Clarkson was found dead in the Alhambra, California home of legendary music producer Phil Spector.
He's legendary. Was he legendary before?
Yeah, he was definitely,
Okay.
Clarkson had been shot in the mouth at close range. She met Spector that night while she worked at the House of Blues in Hollywood. They returned to his house and were inside for about an hour before Spector's driver, who waited outside, heard a gunshot.
Yeah.
The driver testified. Spector stated, "I think I just shot her."
Oof. Why did he do it?
He was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. He claimed that Clarkson shot herself while kissing the gun. But during the trial, several women came forth claiming Spector had pulled guns on them while he was drunk.
Ugh.
Oh my God.
He received a jail sentence of 19 years to life.
What was his, like, motivation, though? Like, was there some
cray-cray?
Yeah.
Like, was it really that simple, or did she do something?
If he'd done it to multiple women when he was drunk.
Yeah, but was it, like, because they wouldn't, like, sleep with him or something like that?
I don't know. Could be something stupid. He was old. He is old.
Yeah, he is old.
It could be something weird.
And he's the one with that, like, ridiculous
crazy
hair, right?
Yeah.
Yes, crazy hair.
Yeah.
All right, Vince Neil. The Motley Crue lead singer.
That has to be a car.
I didn't know that he did that.
Vince Neil was driving in Redondo Beach, California with Nicholas Dingley, a.k.a. Razzle, drummer for the Finnish band Hanoi Rocks, when Neil lost control of his vehicle and crashed into an oncoming car. Dingley was killed. The two occupants of the other car suffered serious injuries.
Do you think his nickname was Razzle because they called him, like, Dingleberry, and then it turned into, like, Razzleberry?
Like Razzle Dazzle Dingle.
And where was he from?
Like, Dingley.
Sweden or something?
Finland.
Yeah, okay. Close enough.
Let's see. Neil had a blood alcohol level more than twice the legal limit, was arrested for drunk driving and vehicular manslaughter. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years probation, 200 hours of community service, and he had to pay the victims of the crash $2.6 million. He served only 15 of the 30 days in jail. All right.
Yeah.
Keith Moon, iconic drummer for The Who. Amy?
Doing that would definitely be Carr.
He accidentally ran over his bodyguard, Neil Boland, outside a pub in Hatfield, England.
Because that car was, like, being surrounded by people, and he panicked and didn't realize he was behind the car or something like that.
What happened? What?
There were a bunch of people, like, surrounding the car, and the bodyguard was, like, behind it or something, and he didn't realize that he was there.
Yep, it said, Boland's death was ruled an accident that resulted while the drummer was fleeing from a group of aggressive skinheads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
He wasn't charged in the death. I know, that's nuts. Don King, the flamboyant boxing promoter. What do you think, Jess?
I'm going to go with Gunn.
At the age of 23, he shot and killed a man named Hillary Brown, a death that was ruled justifiable because Brown was trying to rob one of King's gambling stations.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he also killed somebody else. He was involved in a fight with an employee of his named Dan Garrett, who King said owed him money. During a scuffle, Garrett's head hit the pavement, and it appeared that King repeatedly stomped him to death.
Oh.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Okay. How about Ted Kennedy?
Car.
Senator Ted Kennedy in 1969 left a party on Chappaquiddick Island.
A party.
A party. 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne. During the drive, Kennedy took a wrong turn down a dirt road, drove off the dike bridge. His car came to rest upside down in the water. While Kennedy swam to safety, Kopechne never emerged from the car. Mm-hmm. The senator, however, didn't notify police, and when the body was found the next morning, mm-hmm. he turned himself in, claiming he'd been in shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He should be
and
in
needed
shock.
To sleep it off.
That's crazy.
He should have had the electric chair.
I can't believe that.
No charges were filed. Other than leaving the scene of an accident, he received a 2-month suspended jail sentence.
That family.
His why bother with a charge?
I
mean, they might as well be like, your inspection
yeah.
sticker's overdue. Go
$50
fix it, kid.
Fine.
Yeah.
How about John Huston, Academy Award winning film director? This happened in 1933.
Oh, jeez.
Yes?
I'm going to say gun.
Musket.
Before starting a career as an Academy Award winning film director, 27-year-old John Huston struck and killed a female pedestrian at a Los Angeles intersection.
Mm-mm. What, was he the only car on the road?
Right, I know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
After an investigation, imagine this, charges weren't filed against Huston, who was at the time a screenwriter.
Mafia.
I don't know. Howard Hughes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
This happened in 1936.
If you know, you should buzz in, because I don't remember.
What are you thinking?
Is it? Oh, jeez. I think it was a car accident, right?
This is when he was a successful movie producer. Mm. He struck and killed a pedestrian named Gabriel Meyer at an intersection in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Although he'd been drinking earlier that evening, he wasn't reported to be drunk at the time.
Because it was his own urine.
And
because it's Howard Hughes and he's a psycho.
The man stepped in front of the car. A witness initially refuted the story, but eventually corroborated Hughes' version of things.
Mm-hmm.
Some claim he was bribed.
Some claim. One of the richest men in the country.
Negligent homicide charges were dropped, but he did pay the family $20,000.
Which is probably
a hefty sum.
Yeah.
Okay, actress Rebecca Gayhart.
Really?
2001. Jack?
She shot someone.
She was driving on a Los Angeles street when she struck and killed a 9-year-old Jorge Cruz Jr.
Oh, my God.
Although Cruz wasn't using the sidewalk, the crosswalk, the cars in front of Gayhart had stopped to allow him to cross the street.
Mm.
However, the actress didn't see the boy, veered around the car in an effort to avoid stopping, and struck Cruz in the left turn lane.
Oh, wow.
She was also talking on a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
She pleaded
but
no contest to vehicular manslaughter and was sentenced to 3 years probation, a 1-year suspension of her license, and 750 hours of community service.
And then they charged the little boy with jaywalking and gave his parents a fine.
Yes.
No, that's why you don't do favors for people when you're driving. I hate that.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate that more than anything.
Yeah,
if the kid's in a crosswalk,
wicked dangerous.
Then
right.
Then charge her with that, but
Yeah,
don't do people favors when you're driving. That's all Springfield is. It's just that's what some little girl just got killed a couple months ago doing that. By the library on State Street.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was like the mom and like her niece and her daughter or something like that, and the daughter got killed. That one was also driving drunk, but like people in Springfield just run across the road all the time.
Yeah.
Like wherever they want to.
Right.
It's so dangerous.
I know, it's sad when they're children too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Laura Bush.
1963. Car accident.
The future First Lady, Laura Bush Welch, was her maiden name, was driving with a friend on a rural highway in Midland, Texas, when she ran a stop sign and broadsided another car. The driver of the vehicle was a 17-year-old, a classmate and friend of hers, who was killed. She wasn't reported to be drinking or speeding, and she wasn't charged. She received only minor injuries. Yeah. That stayed with her forever, obviously.
Yeah. How could that not? Especially if it's your friend and it's another kid. Like,
that's awful.
William S. Burroughs. He was an influential writer of the 20th century. Yes.
Shot.
He shot and killed his common-law wife, Joan Vollmer, on September 6, 1951 in Mexico City. Initially claimed the two had been playing a drinking game.
Oh my God.
Of William Tell.
Of shut up, woman.
Yeah, right, exactly. With Burroughs attempting to shoot a water glass on Vollmer's head, but he'd missed and struck her in the head. However, after consulting an attorney, he changed his story to state he simply mishandled the gun, which accidentally discharged.
He said it wasn't a glass of water, it was an apple.
It's always accidentally. Yeah, that's the William Tell game. Yeah. Okay, you want to do that drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's anything involving a gun, you want to do drunk. Game. Yeah, put something on your head after you've been drinking and tell someone to try and shoot it off.
In Mexico, no less, too.
Wow.
Like.
Okay.
I'm surprised anything even happened down there.
Matthew Broderick, the actor.
Yep.
Yes,
car.
1987, actor Matthew Broderick driving on a country road in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland with his girlfriend Jennifer Gray. When his car veered into the wrong lane,
I heard he'd been driving in the wrong lane the whole time.
It collided with an oncoming vehicle. The two passengers of the other car, 30-year-old Anna Gallagher and her mother, were killed instantly. Broderick spent a month in the hospital, but because of memory loss, he was unable to explain what happened. It was determined the actor wasn't drunk at the time of the accident. He was charged with causing death by dangerous driving. He escaped with a $175 fine.
That's awful.
Robert Blake.
Yeah.
You got this, Jeff? Go.
Gun.
2001. Robert Blake's wife, Bonnie Lee Backley, was shot.
I think it was Bakley, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's spelled B-A-K-L-E.
Okay.
Was shot and killed while sitting in a car outside a Studio City, California restaurant. Blake claimed to be inside the restaurant at the time, retrieving a gun that he left at his table.
Yeah, strange.
Almost a year later, Blake was arrested and charged with murder, but despite the testimony of two men who claimed he tried to recruit them to kill her, Blake was found not guilty by the jury. However, Bakley's three children filed a civil suit against Blake in 2005. He was found liable, similar to OJ, for the wrongful death of his wife in order to pay them $30 million. An appeals court cut his penalty in half. It's still a lot of money, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought he'd have that much money.
Wow.
Because who was it, like Andy Rooney, when he died, he had like nothing in his bank account, which is crazy.
Well, I think they hide money, too. Like, supposedly OJ didn't have any money, and I don't know.
I don't think I don't know that he did. I think they're just, a lot of them are dumb.
Well,
hold on.
That was some game.
We actually never got to Jess's joke.
Oh yeah, Jess.
Should we do it now?
Yeah, do it now.
All right. I've been looking for my ex-boyfriend's murderer for the past 2 years, but nobody will agree to do it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You guys like that one?
I know.
I did. It was a good one.
You don't like that ex, huh?
Good one. Well, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
For this
week. That's all I got. Well, those were some interesting stories.
They were.
Yeah.
Some new things I learned.
We want to encourage people to tell their friends if they think they're going to like our podcast. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we're definitely getting people who listen regularly. That is a definite thing, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm getting good feedback.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun hearing and getting constructive criticism back from people.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely helpful, so definitely keep doing that. And like us on Facebook at the Who Cares Podcast. Follow us on... Yeah, well, I guess really just Podomatic? On Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and a Podomatic, you can do that too. And subscribe and rate us on iTunes, because that's definitely also super helpful. Yeah, and I think that's about it.
All right, good job, girls.
You too.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.